Blog Talk Radio.
And it's time for William Morgan from Capital Management Group of the Carolinas, 113 North Center in beautiful Uptown Statesville.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills will buy the Brooklyn Bridge.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money.
Everyone must thank you for the bonus of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around.
You can keep your market ways, but it's only just the way. For it's money, 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 make the world.
Feeling good?
Uptown or downtown?
Well, either way. Uptown's more positive sounding, don't you think?
Well, it depends on where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah?
If you're coming from the Harkness Road area, you're going up the hill uptown.
You will be going uptown.
And if you're coming from the Shelton Avenue 21 corridor, you're going downtown.
Got a point.
Yeah.
I like that. But we love you anyway.
Thanks. You know, this market, as I told you, and we had kind of anticipated a lot of volatility. It's a little unusual. We don't typically see a lot of volatility during the summer months because people don't pay a lot of attention. I mean, they're on vacation, and they're at kids' swim meets, and they're, you know, doing this and that and the other,
right,
or whatever it may be.
Right.
And they just don't pay that much attention to it. But, you know, the S&P 500 is up about 165% over the last 6 years, including dividends if you hadn't reinvested those.
Sure.
It could easily be one of the best investing periods you will ever experience. And when markets surge as much as they have, not getting overly excited and keeping your expectations in check are two of the most important things that any investor can do. Investing is an emotional situation. It tests your patience, your ability to handle adversity, your gullibility, your analytical skills. It can have a very profound impact on your quality of life. The stock market is, in other words, it's a petri dish, if you remember biology class,
yes,
for studying human behavior, and it's a great place to learn about yourself. So there's some lessons to be learned here. There's a great article in the Wall Street Journal that was basically focusing on this topic not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, everyone has a point of view, and none of them are perfect. Very simple. Everybody's worldview is shaped by what he or she has seen in life, and all of us have seen something different. This generation, the millennials, have no experience with high inflation. They've never lived through surging interest rates. The baby boomers understand and fear both, often to their detriment after living through the 1970s. Their grandparents, who grew up during the Great Depression, were left with strong aversion to debt.
Yeah.
They don't like debt.
Oh, that's right.
Not one of these views is more right than the other. They reflect the random chance of when you were born. Two investors can disagree, not because one is smarter than the other, but because each grew up with a unique perspective on how the world works. You got to recognize that your own thoughts are not your own thoughts. They filtered and percolated in from other people and your own circumstances.
Actually, that's true.
Well, the lesson here is humility. Every investor has an incomplete view of the world. The only way to get closer to reality is opening your mind to other opinions. Okay? We also have an urge to overcomplicate things.
Mm.
Well, we're real good at that. I mean,
yeah,
there is no task that our office staff cannot overcomplicate.
That's right.
Live below your means. Save the difference. Invest in low-cost, diversified portfolio. Have a long-term outlook. Be patient. Compound interest works its magic. Successful investing isn't terribly complicated. But it's one of the few industries where people believe success must be more difficult than it really is.
Mm.
There's a tendency to think that the stock market is like physics, something that works in predictable ways, where measuring something now will explain with precision what will happen next. If you think stocks are like physics, you believe there must be smart people who can measure exactly where the Dow Jones Industrial Average will be in 5 months, just as smart people can measure exactly when the sun's going to rise,
yes,
in 5 months.
Yes.
So investors complicate things. They trade, they fiddle, they buy this, they sell that, all with the hope of achieving a higher return that can be earned sitting still and letting the market work for you. The evidence is overwhelming. The odds that you will achieve long-term success by actively trading or timing the market round down to about zero.
Really?
Most active money managers trail a benchmark index, so novice investors who regularly add money to a low-cost passive index fund, for example, can legitimately say that they are among the top money managers in the world. Alas, the urge to overcomplicate leaves such a strategy far easier said than done. And finally, we all think that we're contrarians. Remember Warren Buffett?
Oh, yeah.
He famously advises investors to be greedy when others are fearful, like we talked about the other day.
That's right.
You know, we had a little sell-off on Monday. What happened on Tuesday? You know, we had a better market. Every serious investor I know aims to follow this maxim. Not a single one assumes he or she will be among the fearful ones. Few investors will admit they'll panic and sell stocks after a decline. They're more likely to tell you that any decline is an opportunity to buy cheap shares. But the reason stocks decline is specifically because panic sellers outnumber opportunistic buyers. Everyone wants to think that he or she is a contrarian investor, but by definition, most can't be. When stocks are rising, it's easy to think that you have a very high risk tolerance and will react with equanimity when the next crash arrives. When that crash arrives, many will realize how long and how wrong they actually were.
Yep.
To face reality, study your past investing behavior. It provides a decent gauge for your future behavior. Did you panic and sell the last time that stocks plunged in 2007 and 2008? Then you likely have a lower risk tolerance than you think you do, regardless of how greedy you think you'll be when others are fearful. We listen to the story that we want to hear, plain and simple. This is the golden age of financial information. You know, a child in Africa with a smartphone has access to more financial information than most professional investors did 20 years ago. You got Twitter, you got blogs, you got 24/7 news offering a constant stream of investing opinions in every flavor imaginable. And it's a wonderful thing. But confirmation bias, starting with an answer and seeking evidence to back it up, has never known more fertile ground. No matter what you believe, you can find investors who believe the same thing. This allows people to start with a preferred investing narrative. Maybe you think stocks are overvalued or undervalued. Hyperinflation is right around the corner, or maybe we're not going to have inflation at all. So bulls listen to the fellow bulls. Bears listen to the fellow bears. It's a terrible way to learn something new and often keeps you miles away from the truth. As a rule of thumb, the more you believe in an investment idea, the more important it is to understand the opposing side of you. That's why you need to talk to somebody. Make sure that you talk with your financial advisor. You know, in most cases, if you just turn off that blessed television,
yes.
Other than to see where the market finished, okay, great, turn it off.
That's right.
That's fine. I'll even give you the best app if you call me that you can go out there and just see just garbage in, garbage out. Information, that's it. No narrative, no nothing, no talking heads.
Exactly.
Buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that.
No editorial comment mixed in.
I hate to tell you, but this is not rocket science, people. I mean, you know, I'm not a brain surgeon here, you know.
But we
play one on the radio. I mean, I'm downplaying it a lot. I mean, we've got 30 years worth of experience doing this stuff. And you follow trends, you follow statistics, you look for opportunity. But 50% of the time I find myself as a financial psychiatrist more than an investment professional, because we're dealing with people's emotions and we're trying to keep things in check.
That's right.
You know, it's easy for me to sit here and tell you what to do with your money.
Yes.
You know, it's difficult for you to actually do it on your own. It's the principle of OPM.
OPM?
Other people's money.
Yes.
Very easy to work with that.
Indeed. All right. Well, get that peace of mind that William is talking about. Call him today.
704-878-6677. The web address is mycmg.net. And you can find us on Facebook.
Every time you hear William Morgan on the radio, you will always be
right on the money.
Securities and Investment Advisory Services through HBEC, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC and Capital Management Group are not affiliated.